A lot of my audience are going to say, wait, Nehemiah, why are you presenting this to us? Why don't, we don't want to hear this. We believe God wrote the Torah and God and Moses, God inspired Moses to write Deuteronomy or something like this, right? So how would you suggest, I don't know if this is your place to do, you could say you don't want to answer it, but if you do want to answer it, how would you suggest that someone like that processes the kind of historical and linguistic arguments that you're presenting without feeling their faith is being threatened? I know that's a big question. Maybe we should just cut it out. But
no, I'm happy. I'm happy to give it a shot. So look, I think there are a lot of people have a lot of different relationships with the biblical text. People think different things about it, and one can think that the text is divine and still think that the text evolved. One can think that the text is entirely human and was never changed a single word. You know, these things aren't necessarily fully aligned. And something that people often forget about the tradition, you say Jewish tradition, Christian traditions, various different traditions in their approaches to the biblical text, is you go back and you look at many of the things that people were saying centuries ago, even more than millennium ago, and there was often an acknowledgement that the text evolved and that there were different versions of texts. You see this in the Talmud. You mentioned the last verses of Deuteronomy, but it goes much further than that. There were discussions of scribal emendations, tikkuni sofrim, that were done in the time of the men of the great assemblies and the Second Temple period. You have people talking about, you know, what does Rabbi Meir's Torah scroll say? You know, we have this in our scrolls, but there's different scrolls say different things. You have stories of finding different Torah scrolls in the courtyard of the temple, and they're different from each other. And so a new scroll was made as a sort of, you know, that just had a single text based on the majority in each case of discrepancy. You have all these different discussions of textual fluidity and evolution and so on. And so the idea that the text as we have it today is exactly what was given to Moses on Mount Sinai is not only is it not the only way to approach the text, if you believe in its divinity, but it's not even, you know, necessarily the normative way within these various traditions over the years. I think that it's not only that, like to talk about the text that we have today, to say, you know, our text is the original text as it was given to Moses. But what does that even mean? Which Torah scroll? Because the different Torah scrolls are all different. You know, so you compare Yemenite Torah scrolls, Ashkenazi Torah scrolls, or you go look at the different Masoretic manuscripts from the Middle Ages. There are differences. There are differences. So you can't even talk about the text or even the Masoretic text. These are families of manuscripts. So I think that the basic idea that the text, to some extent at least, changed over time is something that was widely, not universally, but widely acknowledged throughout the centuries. And so that's one important point. The other thing I would say is you have also a question, you know, what does it mean to write a text? So we see similarities between the flood narrative and the Epic of Atrahasis, the Babylonian. We see similarities between various laws that we have in the Pentateuch and laws that we find in the ancient Near East. So were these texts written completely out of context, out of, you know, out of thin air with no connection to anything around them? Clearly not. Clearly the texts are dealing with pre-existing ideas and texts and adapting them, sometimes adopting their ideas, sometimes disagreeing with their ideas. And so even if you want to say that the book of
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to nehemiahswall.com and become a support team member today.